Hi, my name is Roger Graves, and I'm Professor Emeritus from the University of Alberta and co-author with Heather Graves of The Concise Guide to Technical Communication from Broadview Press. Our latest book was new in last fall in 2020. For links to the published website and to more resources, visit wecanwrite.ca. Today I'm talking about Chapter 5, Visual Technical Communication, in the latest of a series of podcasts in which what I try to do is give you an overview of what's in that chapter in advance of taking a look at it. Now, Chapter 5 is about visual technical communication, so it's kind of a challenge to talk about that in a podcast. Nevertheless, here's what you'll find in the chapter. We begin the chapter with a graph, or rather an image, which is called Flattening the Curve. Fast, intelligent action slows pandemic effects, stops overwhelming of healthcare systems. So what you see in that graphic are two curves, obviously. One, which is a sharp outbreak kind of curve, which we're all familiar with these. Really, the point was, of part of what the graph does or what the visual is doing here is it explains, it shows visually what a curve is, what it means to flatten it, what it looks like to flatten it. And so it gives a little bit of text in that graphic in order to show what's going on here. So at this point, you know, a year later, everybody knows what the curve is that they're talking about in the concept of flattening it. But early on, this was a great usage of a visual to convey a concept. And so what we're truly talking about in this chapter is, how do you use visuals? When should you use visuals to convey concepts to people? Because they have a unique kind of power to them. The second example of a visual is really a concept map kind of thing. And it's a graph that I created to sort of explain what are the different assignments that you see in political science courses. It was from my own academic research. But really what the graphic is doing is conveying an overview of what you're going to find if you look in that report. So even heavily conceptual material can use visuals to sort of try to convey an overview of that, those concepts that people are going to encounter in that material. So the rest of the chapter, though, really gets at, what are the right visuals? How do you find the right visual for telling the story that you're trying to tell through the text? And here we go through the standard kinds of things that you're going to find in many books. In this chapter, which we do in 12 pages, which is super short and super condensed, but we really try to get to the point. So the first one is pie charts. What is a pie chart going to show somebody? And the answer to that is, pie chart is going to show you a part of the whole. So how much of the 100%, which slice, how much of that are you going to, is the piece that you're talking about? The next example is a line graph. And the great thing about line graphs is that they're going to show you a trajectory, a curve. And then that's a lot of what people are looking for, is tendencies and trajectories. Where are we going from here? Here's the data at this point. Where has the data been? And where we try to then extrapolate, where is it likely to go to? Bar charts, in contrast, while you can discern a trajectory and a curve from a series of bars, it's a little more difficult than a line. A line is going to give you a better sense of that. The bar chart will, however, give you that sense of how much of an item do you have. We then move on to things like tables. Why do you use tables? When? How do they function differently? And particularly in scientific discourse, and certainly in engineering, when I work with engineers at the University of Alberta, they had a real preference, a hard preference for tables. And the reason for that was that they wanted the exact data amounts. And the secondary thing that's embedded in that is the idea that they're super used to looking at tables, and they can draw patterns from their reading of those numbers in a way that somebody from the humanities like me, I don't have that like as a natural sort of skill. I can do it in certain contexts, but the engineers were really, really good at looking at tables of data and numbers and really extrapolating a lot from it, much more than I would have necessarily. We then take a look at maps and photographs. And so what are the different things that you accomplish? So obviously a map shows you something in geographical context, but it also allows you to zoom in on things, right? And so people can then see the relationships from a geographical context that perhaps might be significant. Photographs, as opposed to, say, illustrations, give you an incredible amount of detail. And that's the reason that you would include a photograph, is because you want your readers to see that detail. The great thing about line drawings, in contrast to a photograph, is that they take out detail and they focus on the line. You're only giving people what you want them to see. So you're getting rid of the extra information that a photograph provides and stripping it down to just the bare essentials there. And that's why you want a line graph, because you want to focus the reader's attention on things. Gantt charts are another kind of thing where they're really used to show progress on a project. So you can see how much of a project has been done, how much of it remains to be done, and really get a feel for where things are. And so they're super useful for that, and in many ways much more useful than text. We conclude the chapter by taking a look at visuals that confuse or mislead, and we give some of the principles around how do you do this right. So it's a quick chapter, it's only 12 pages long, but it really has a huge amount of information in it, and you can get access to that information quickly through the chapter, and I think you're going to be able to apply it to very, very well to the work that you're doing. Well, thanks for listening. My name again is Roger Graves. You can reach us at weekendwrite.ca, and I'm on Twitter at Roger Graves.